This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue our study of the first Psalm, which involves a description of the righteous man and of the wicked. We have already looked in some detail in the first 3 verses of this Psalm at the description of the righteous, what is true of him and what is not true of him, a positive description and a negative description. Now, last time we got briefly into the description of the ungodly. The ungodly or the wicked man is described in verses 4 through 6. And it says in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, that is, they are not like the wicked or the righteous man. The wicked man is not like the righteous man, who is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. But the ungodly are not so, they are rather like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Let's think about that for a moment. The ungodly are not like the tree which is firmly rooted, with roots deep in the ground, to hold the strength when the tree is subjected to the force of wind, of a storm. They're the flourishing and fruitful. The tree continues to grow, to have life. The sap flows out to the branches and on to the leaves and then to the bearing of fruit, because of the nourishing of the water and the greatness of the soil in which they are planted. But on the other hand, the wicked is like the chaff, which is not rooted, but is separated from what is of value, that is, the seed, and blown away. We all know that in olden times, the separation of wheat from the chaff, there would be the wheat put on a canvas and the beating of it, and then throwing it up into the air and then letting the wind blow away the chaff, while the wheat would fall back to the canvas and be saved. Just so it is in this description of the wicked. They're like the chaff. They're not rooted in the ground as a tree, but they're loose. They have no grounding. They are not centered in God. They're like the chaff which the wind bloweth away in whatever direction the wind is blowing. There are people, it doesn't matter what fashion is, it doesn't matter how indecent, even to the point of pornography, they will go along with the fashion. It doesn't matter how vulgar may be the language of the day, they will go along with that language. It doesn't matter how vulgar the television or the movies or the books or the magazines, they go along with that. They are driven in whatever way the wind drives, just like wind drives a chaff. Now, what is the result of all this? The real character of the wicked will be manifested in the judgment. Let us realize that God is a God of love, but He is not only a God of love. God is infinite not only in love, He is infinite also in holiness, in righteousness, in justice. God cannot tolerate sin. Just as we find in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 that it is impossible for God to lie, it is also impossible for God to tolerate sin. We need to realize that if we stand before God in judgment with sin upon our soul, if we are not saved by the grace of God, we'll be lost by our own just deserts. The Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." That is, eternal separation from God and everything that's good. So the wicked man, the real character which he manifests, will be shown in the judgment. He will not stand like a tree, but will be driven away, cast into hell, as we find in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. He will not stand among the godly. He will not hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord," as the Bible makes clear in Matthew chapter 25, verses 30 to 46, and is taught implicitly in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And so in summary, we have the teaching of this psalm. In this teaching is grounded the doctrine of divine providence. The Lord's way is a way of life. It is a way of peace. It is a way of eternality. Any other way is a way of death, a way of loss of everything that gives worth or value to any human soul. Let me appeal to you. Will you not take the first psalm and use it to inspire you to strive to live the godly life as the Lord Jesus Christ would have you to do? I'm glad you've been with us today, and until next time, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my prayer.